Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A dire situation is unfolding in the Kaveri River Basin, where a drought has led to a heated dispute between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu over water sharing, prompting the Kaveri Water Regulation Committee to step in with a crucial order. The Kaveri Water Regulation Committee, or CWRC, has directed Karnataka to ensure a flow of 3,500 cusecs at the Biligundalu interstate gauge for 15 days from 29 July 2026, after Tamil Nadu claimed a shortfall against its entitled share amid a drought-affected basin. This order is significant because Biligundalu is the gauge station at the Karnataka-Tamil Nadu border where Kaveri flow is measured to assess whether Karnataka has released its due share downstream. It functions as the practical enforcement point for the entire adjudication framework, since compliance is judged by what actually crosses this specific point, not by aggregate release volumes upstream. The Kaveri dispute is one of India's oldest and most litigated interstate river disputes, with its roots in colonial-era agreements between the princely state of Mysore and the Madras Presidency. The modern adjudication structure follows the constitutional and statutory route for interstate river disputes generally. Notably, while Article 262(2) allows Parliament to bar Supreme Court jurisdiction over interstate river disputes, the Kaveri matter reached the Supreme Court on constitutional and implementation grounds rather than as a fresh adjudication of shares, which is why the court's 2018 verdict operates alongside, rather than in place of, the original CWDT award. But why does this matter? The CWDT's 2007 award, as modified by the Supreme Court in 2018, allocates water shares based on a normal monsoon year assumption, with a distress sharing formula intended to apply proportionate cuts to both states in a genuinely deficient year. The practical difficulty, illustrated by this July 2026 order, is that distress is not self-evident in real time. Karnataka's own reservoirs are significantly below average, meaning Karnataka's capacity to release water without compromising its own drinking water and irrigation needs is itself constrained, even as Tamil Nadu's downstream shortfall is real and measurable. This is the structural tension in nearly every interstate river dispute. The upper riparian state controls the tap, the lower riparian state depends on what flows through it, and a tribunal award fixed in normal year terms provides only an approximate, not a precise, answer to what a genuinely bad monsoon year should mean for both sides. So what exactly changed? The CWRC order highlights the challenges of implementing a fixed award in a drought year, where the needs of both states must be balanced against the available water supply. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Kaveri Water Disputes Tribunal, or CWDT, gave its final award in 2007, which was later modified by the Supreme Court in 2018. The Kaveri Water Management Authority, or CWMA, and its technical arm, the CWRC, implement the 2018 verdict. Article 262 and the Interstate River Water Disputes Act, 1956 provide the constitutional and statutory basis for such tribunals. Article 262(2) permits Parliament to exclude Supreme Court jurisdiction over these disputes by law. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Federalism, Centre-State and Interstate Relations, Statutory, Regulatory and Quasi-Judicial Bodies, as well as GS Paper 3, Water Resources, Their Utilization, Planning and Management. Remember this number, 3,500 cusecs, the flow rate ordered by the CWRC. Note this carefully. The CWDT's 2007 award was modified by the Supreme Court in 2018. This is a favorite prelims fact. Biligundalu is the Karnataka-Tamil Nadu border gauge station used to assess Kaveri release compliance. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CWRC ordered 3,500 cusecs release at Biligundalu, for 15 days from 29 July 2026. Karnataka reservoir inflows were 65.86% below the 30-year average from 1 June to 27 July 2026. Tamil Nadu's claim backlog was 9.46 TMC-foot as of 26 July 2026. The CWDT gave its final award in 2007, which was modified by the Supreme Court's 2018 verdict. The CWMA is the apex implementation body, and the CWRC is its technical subbody issuing release orders. Article 262 and the Interstate River Water Disputes Act, 1956 provide the legal basis for tribunal adjudication. Article 262(2) allows Parliament to bar Supreme Court jurisdiction over such disputes by law. With this topic, you can expect a mains question like, a river water sharing award fixed for a normal monsoon year struggles to deliver a fair outcome in a drought year for either riparian state. Examine this claim with reference to the Kaveri disputes adjudication and implementation architecture. This question requires you to think critically about the challenges of implementing a fixed award in a drought year and the implications for both riparian states. In conclusion, the Kaveri water dispute highlights the complexities of interstate river disputes and the need for effective management and implementation of tribunal awards, particularly in drought years, which has significant implications for India's federalism and water resource management. The ongoing tensions between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu serve as a reminder of the delicate balance that must be struck between the needs of different states and the available water supply, underscoring the importance of cooperative federalism in resolving such disputes.